Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Back in 2004, country music superstar Tim McGraw sang a song entitled Back When. In it, he lamented how time and words and meanings had changed from a time of simplicity and innocence to a time that is more complicated and not so innocent any longer. He sang that he missed back when a hoe was a hoe, coke was a coke, and crack's what you were doing when you were cracking jokes. Back when a screw was a screw, the wind was all that blew, and when you said, I'm down with that, well, it meant you had the flu. But all those things don't mean those same things anymore, do they? Our language and our society has been hijacked by the world. As a child, I used to watch the Flintstones each and every week. And I would sing along with the opening theme song that, when you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba-dabba-doo time, a dabba-doo time, we'll have a gay old time. But never once in all my young years of singing that song did I ever mean to imply what having a gay time might be construed or implied to mean today. For you see, that word gay is a word that has been hijacked by our world to mean something different than what it used to mean. As has been the rainbow. If I were to hang this flag outside of my house, I think most people driving by would likely assume that either a gay couple lived at this house or that we were a family that promoted gay pride. Now, there might be a few children that would walk by that think that we were a family who loved Skittles. But I guarantee you that nobody driving by our house and seeing the flag would then think to themselves, oh, hey, here's a family that believes in the promises and the faithfulness of God. And that's because the rainbow has been hijacked to mean something different than God intended it to mean. You know, when God put the rainbow into the sky after the great flood, it was not to promote gay pride or the eating of Skittles. It was to be a sign of God's promise, never again to destroy all life on earth by means of a flood. And thus, every time that we see a rainbow, wherever we see it, we are to be reminded of God's promise and God's faithfulness. The rainbow should be to us and to all mankind a sign that God will never again destroy all life on this earth as he did in the flood, regardless of how much we might deserve it. But alas, that is probably not what most people think. Even most Muslims and Jews and Christians, all faiths which recognize the story of the flood, that's probably not what they think when they see that flag. Because, again, like so many things in our world, this flag, the rainbow, has been hijacked by the world. But perhaps I shouldn't be too hard on the world for hijacking the rainbow for its own purpose. Because, you see, we in the church, we've done our share of hijacking too. Pope Julius I hijacked December 25th from the pagan Saturnalia festival as the date that we would now celebrate Christmas. Our word Easter, which we use, of course, to speak of the day of our Lord's resurrection, was most likely hijacked from the name of the pagan goddess of the sunrise and the goddess of the spring. Now, I should add that a number of the hymns that we have in our hymnal that we sing have lyrics put to tunes that have been hijacked from the secular world. But the most famous, and I probably should say infamous, thing that the church ever hijacked from the world is the cross. As we all know, the cross in ancient times was anything but a religious symbol. Rather, the cross was a symbol of judicial authority and human cruelty. There was nothing good or moral or uplifting about a cross. And yet today, the cross is seen as a symbol of love and life and hope. Today, it adorns the jewelry we wear, the houses that we live in, the places that we worship, and even for many people, the skin of their own bodies. And why? Well, certainly not because we all want to promote human torture, but because the cross no longer means what it used to mean. And because of Jesus' death on the cross as the payment for our sin, and because Jesus did not stay dead, but rose from the dead on the third day, the cross's meaning was hijacked by the church to mean something different. You see, you and I do not recoil at the sight of a cross. We don't divert our eyes in horror from the sight of this instrument of torture. But we glory in it. We cherish it. We even cling to it. For to us, because of Jesus, the cross reminds us that we are forgiven of all of our sins, and that death no longer holds mastery over us. Because Jesus overcame the cross, we have hijacked the meaning of the cross to become our symbol of God's love and our life. Which is exactly what the rainbow was supposed to remind people of also. Each time that God puts that rainbow into the sky, it is to be a reminder to all of us of His love for us and a life that is ours because of His love for us. It was given to Noah as a sign and to all who would come after him of God's promise never again to destroy all life on this earth by way of a flood. It was to be seen as a symbol of God's mercy. But alas, the rainbow has been hijacked by Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, by Lucky Charms, by Skittles, by the gay community, and now by the LGBTQ plus community also. For far too long, it has come to represent many things different from what God had intended. And thus I think, that we in the church need to reclaim the rainbow. Reclaim its intent. Reclaim its message. Reclaim its hope. I pray that from now on, each and every time that you see a gay pride flag, you hear a song about a rainbow, you buy a bag of Skittles or a box of Lucky Charms, that you will remember what the rainbow really means. And that you will see it as a symbol of God's love and God's mercy for you and for all mankind, just as you do the cross. In the name and for the sake of Jesus, our Savior, amen.